Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. The last 2 years have seen a contraction in small business. Since the start of the pandemic, Vice President Harris, in a June 2021 interview, stated that one-third of the nation's small businesses have closed. A survey by the Small Business Roundtable and data tracked by Harvard University generally supports Harris's statement, but they don't offer clear information about how many small business closures were temporary. According to the Small Business Administration, there were 30.7 million small businesses in the U.S. at the end of 2019. That means if Vice President Harris's estimate was correct, 10.2 million small businesses closed during the pandemic. That's a big hole to fill. Over the past few months in New Jersey, things have been improving when it comes to COVID-19. The number of positive cases have dropped dramatically. The infection transmission rate has dropped to 0.52, which means the virus is not passed on as quickly as it once was. All this bodes well for New Jersey small business owners. Business can start getting back to normal. The small business owner can start to breathe a sigh of relief. Consumers have already started. The MasterCard Spending Plus data shows that in January of 2022, sales jumped 10.4% over January 2021 and are up 110% over January 2019. As I said, things are looking up. In January 2022, the unemployment rate stood at 4%, back to where it was prior to the pandemic. To show you that improvement, in April of 2020, it reached its highest level, 14.7%. With the economy starting to bounce back, there is now more opportunity for small business owners or potential small business owners. Someone has to fill the void left by those businesses that closed. The question is, do you start a business from scratch or open one that has a proven record of success? What do I mean by a proven record of success? I'm talking about a franchise. What is a franchise? It is the right or license granted to an individual or group to market a company's goods or services in a particular territory. The best example I can give you is McDonald's. It started out as a single hamburger place in California in 1952. Thanks to the foresight of Roy Kroc, McDonald's now has 39,000 locations, with over 93% of them being a franchise. Today, there are over 3,000 plus franchise opportunities. So the question is, what franchise should I consider? That would take a bit of research. Well, doing all of that research can be time consuming, and if this is your first business, pretty daunting. Or you could use the services of a franchise consultant. We've talked about franchise consulting before on this program, but that was close to 2 years ago. It's time to readdress this avenue for finding a franchise that is best for you. Well, exactly what is a franchise consultant? The term franchise consultant is now more commonly used to refer to someone who helps potential franchisees open a franchise and who helps franchisors expand their business. They typically help people at both ends of the business. As for all situations where agents are serving multiple groups, take real estate agents, for example, there can be some sort of principal-agent issues involved. But franchise consultants can still be critically important to someone who's looking to start their own business. Franchise consultants have experience and connections within the franchising world. That allows them to link new franchisees to the right resources and franchises for them. Franchise consultants can be a wonderful asset to help you find a strong franchise opportunity that matches your goal. They can explore the dreams you hope to accomplish through franchise ownership. They help you determine your skills and preferences so that the companies you investigate match you well. With a good consultant, you'll save time and effort narrowing down your possibilities so you can focus on the best. With me today to tell you more about franchise consultants is Giuseppe Grammatico. Giuseppe was a guest on the show about 3 years ago talking about this very subject. But with so much time having gone by, I thought it was time for him to refresh us on how franchise consultants work. Before we start, let me give you some information about Giuseppe. Giuseppe Grammatico has owned a number of master franchise licenses and has enjoyed a successful franchising career. He has guided over 200 individuals through business ownership, many for the first time. In addition to 2 decades in franchising, he also has 20 years of sales, marketing, and management experience. He has assisted over 1,000 individuals and businesses with their investments and achieved over $1 billion in sales. Not everyone is motivated by money and fame, and Giuseppe knows this. He takes the overwhelming guesswork out of the franchising process, listening and teaching along the way. Learning about his candidates' specific goals and their businesses and lives aids him in guiding them down their dream path. Those bold enough to take action on their own are the ones that realize the freedom boldness can deliver. And as Giuseppe says, freedom favors the bold. Welcome back, Giuseppe. It's been too long.
Yes, Michael, it has been. And I appreciate the invite. Looking to get caught up here.
Well, my first question is not about what you do or how you go about doing it, but about the state of the franchising industry as a whole. As I said in my opening remarks, according to our current vice president, over 1/3 of small businesses have closed during the past 2 years due to the pandemic. So what has been your experience in the franchising world?
Yeah, so actually it's really good timing because we came back from our national conference in San Antonio back in January. So we got some insight from a lot of up to about 100 franchise companies were out there. And, you know, one thing we talked about was that franchising, I don't call it an industry, right? A small business, everyone's been affected. There's different industries, automotive, where you have franchise and non-franchise businesses, and everyone's been affected. So the big takeaway was during COVID, some companies, shut down temporarily and have reopened since. The biggest takeaway was what did the franchise companies do to step up to help their franchisees? And I will say, talking to numerous franchise companies, not everyone kind of stepped up and really pivoted or made changes to their model. So I think, people looking at franchising now have that major benefit of saying, hey, you know, knowing what I know now, we just went through COVID. What did you do to step up and help your franchisees? So to give you an example, some franchise companies said, okay, we have an in-person model during COVID. That was impossible. How do we go about, for example, maybe tutoring our clients across the country? And a lot of franchise companies went virtual. So they took advantages of platforms like Zoom, did things virtually to really assist and help the franchise owner stay in business. Others, did different marketing efforts, sold gift cards. So we noticed a lot of franchise companies did step up. Needless to say, just like any small business, yes, it definitely was a negative hit to all industries, or mm-hmm. most industries, I should say.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for that insight. So let's move on to the franchising consultant and the role that they play in helping someone to start a business. So if I wanted to purchase a franchise using a franchise consultant, mm-hmm. what would I go about, how would I go about finding one and determining if that consultant is reputable?
Great question. So I'm not the only franchise consultant out there. So when you are looking for that franchise consultant, which ironically, most people don't even know we exist. But when you are looking for that person, you want it to be a great personality match. A good franchise consultant, you're going to be working together, not for a few weeks. I look to work together for decades. This is a long-term relationship. So you have to enjoy working with that individual. I highly recommend if you're going to work with a franchise consultant, hopefully they've owned a franchise or a business at some point to really be able to guide you and assist you through firsthand experience. So personality is big. I look for experience and just going through the process. At any point, working with a good consultant, there are no fees or contracts. So even if it feels good and that second call, it's just not going well, or you're just not liking some of the advice or things are not going well, you're free to go out and work with another consultant.
In researching franchise consultants on the internet, I found many of the companies that do consulting have a process. Does you work with Fran Choice? franchise. Do they have a process when it comes to potential franchisees? And if they do, what is it?
Yes, we have a process. It's basically reverse engineering the process, and I break it down into four steps. So that first step is critical, right? It's an intro call. I always schedule a 20-minute just to see if we're a good fit in working together, and if I feel that a franchise may be a good fit for you. A lot of people maybe not know a lot about franchises, so that right fit call is crucial in helping you along your search. The second pillar or second step in the process is we send a questionnaire out, and we schedule after that a 60-minute consultation call. And that is a deep dive into what you are looking for in a business, why you know, you want the business to begin with. What are you looking to accomplish with this business? Personality. We look at skill set. What is the skill set you bring to the table? Because that's going to help in looking for franchises. Investment. That's a big one, right? When you buy a home, you need to have a budget. So I always say go in with, your financials ready and a budget. And we take a look at, you know, other things of the business. Do you want a lot of employees or few employees? Do you want to be based in New Jersey, or are you planning on moving to your maybe second home in Florida? So we spent a lot of time, asking questions, getting insight as to what the ideal business looks like. Our third step in the process, which is typically our third call, is we create and review a model together that we built together, which is on paper, without naming franchises, what the ideal business looks like via all those characteristics that we discussed on that second call. And then on that call, we also explore two or three franchise companies that may be a great fit. So you know, we explore them. We talk about why they're a good fit. We've done a lot of the background research, making sure the territory was available, making sure the franchise company feels like you're a good fit. And then the fourth step in the process is the kind of never ending step, as I say, is that we make an introduction to each franchise company. Prior to that, we'll make introductions to funding companies and anyone else, as needed. And we work together daily, weekly, you know, in helping you narrow down that search of three companies down to two and then down to one, and until you move forward. And even after moving forward, we're always in constant contact with all our candidates. If they have any questions, if they want to expand and maybe look at another brand to add to their portfolio. So that's kind of the four steps. But the key takeaway, and I just actually recorded a show on this, and we talk about the decision-making. The secret to decision-making is reverse engineering. Figure out, and this is part of step two, figure out where you want to be and what you want to accomplish, and then we will work together on the how and how to actually go about and accomplish that vision or that goal that you're looking to accomplish.
You've kind of answered partly the next question I was going to ask, is how do you determine what franchise is best suited for the potential franchisee?
Yeah, so that would be in that consultation. So we really get to the heart of it, of what the business looks like. And why we spend so much time is I can't tell you. You know, people call me all the time and say, okay, I'm interested in working together. Tell me about Chick-fil-A, or tell me about McDonald's, or I don't have a million bucks. Can you get me a loan? And I'll say, let's put that on the side table for now. Let's sideline that. Let's talk about what your ideal business looks like. And when we talk about, what's the ideal number of employees? And they'll say, well, you know what? I really would prefer under 5 employees. And honestly, I would rather work from home than at a physical location. And I say, that's great. You know, that's what the ideal business looks like for you. But unfortunately, that's the complete opposite of most food franchises or just food businesses. So, by going through that exercise, people are kind of awakened to say, wow, there's other things out there in the franchising world outside of food. And I didn't realize there are porta potty franchises, pet waste removal franchises, employment franchises. So it definitely opens up their eyes. So I think if you go in with an open mind, you'll be surprised at what exactly exists out there.
All right. So then, which kind of sounds like I'm looking to start a franchise, but I would probably come to you if I said so. So I came to you and I said, I want in on franchising. I want to be a franchisee. But I want the latest and the hottest franchise. So what are you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you my first response is why. I need a very clear reason as to why in order for me to assist you.
I'm going to tell you, well, wait, that's the hottest thing. That's where the money is, isn't it? Isn't that where I should be?
Yeah. And I'll go back. So back to my investment days and when people wanted the hot stock and I said, well, there's the hot stock. But what is your risk tolerance? And so they'll come back and say, well, I'm very conservative. I can't take a loss of my money, but I'm interested in penny stocks. And I said, well, we need to make sure we align to the reality, right? There's penny stocks, which are going to be extremely volatile and extremely risky. And that really doesn't fit in line with your risk tolerance. So we go back to franchising and to say, if you want to know the hot franchises, to be honest, there's no secret. You can go to Entrepreneur Magazine and pick up that copy of the magazine and list it right there. But ultimately, to be a successful business owner, this business needs to be sustainable, right? This is not a short-term thing. You don't want to invest in fads. You want to really invest in a business going back to our process and making sure it's a great fit for you. It's probably one of the biggest financial decisions next to owning a home that you'll ever make. So I would highly recommend our process. Some people they want the hot franchise and they don't want to follow a particular process. And I'll be honest and say, just like we kind of interview one another, feel free. You can contact that franchise company directly. That is really not our approach and we're not a good fit for everyone. And that's fine, right? We can't be a fit for everyone. But I'll just say, if you really believe in the process, then let's go back and look at everything. But, and one of those hot companies, those high performing companies may actually make that list, but I want to make sure it's a good fit, specifically within the characteristics you're looking for.
You know, in my research on franchises, I found buying a franchise entails the outlay of a modest or potentially a large amount of cash. Then there are the ongoing fees to be paid and in some instances, products that must be purchased from the franchisor. With that said, is a franchise a better business model?
I'll answer it this way. A franchise, the franchise model is based off of the person that understands the value proposition. The value proposition is I want a business built for me that I can hit the ground running day one. That is the value proposition versus a startup. So the million-dollar question is, which is better, the startup or the franchise? And it's based off of what you are looking for. Most of the people I work with eventually own both franchise and non-franchise businesses, and they build a portfolio, which is fine. So there are going to be fees involved, and that's the benefit. That is the huge benefit of a franchise is the fees involved because they disclose that to you, and they actually give you the fees and say, all in, franchise fee, marketing fee, you know, the technology, training and things like that. It's going to be about $100,000 investment. You have a range and not only do you have a range, you can speak with every other franchise owner to confirm or what we call validate, that range, as far as the investment goes. So the franchise company has already figured out through trial and error on their dime, the best way of going about doing business versus a startup. A startup, you have no idea what that startup fee is going to be because it's going to be a lot of trial and error on your dime versus the franchisor that's already kind of figured it out. So, the other advantage is the time value of money. I'm an investor. I started out in the investment world and people forget about the time value of money. And this is crucial. And this is where I think a lot of people get that aha moment. I know a lot of people with business plans sitting on a Word document or Google Doc on their laptop. And it sits on there for 5 years and they never do anything with it. Sometimes that franchise, which has the built-in business plan, is the springboard to get you up and running in a business. And I've heard people that open up an initial franchise get inspired to actually go back to that business plan and move forward with their startup. So I've heard some great stories, but the time value of money is key. Sitting on a business plan for 5 years What was the lost opportunity versus being able to scale immediately? So yes, there are fees. Your franchise fee, you only pay once. That's up front. There are ongoing royalties. So the question I always have each person I work with is ask them, you know, your fee is 10, your royalty is 10%, which may seem high, but what am I getting? You know, what can you itemize what I'm getting for that royalty? And in many cases, you'll find out that it may include a call center, maybe turnkey marketing, to the point where you're like, okay, I'm paying this royalty, but now I don't need someone. I don't even need an office. I don't need someone answering the phones because I have the franchisor handling that for me. I don't need my marketing department. The franchise company is essentially overseeing that. So those are some benefits. Not all companies do that. But it's nice to, you know, they outline it for you. And I always ask, you know, make sure you itemize it and you know exactly what you're paying for each percentage.
Okay. So here's something. Do you ever tell a potential franchise owner that maybe owning a business is not for them? And if you do, what are the attributes they don't possess that would make them a good business owner?
Very good question. Yes, 100%. I am not a franchise salesperson. I am passionate about franchise. I've owned franchise and non-franchise companies. In many cases, I'm the bearer of bad news. So number one is undercapitalization. I tell everyone I work with, you need 6 months living expense if you're leaving your job in order to run this business. If you're going to keep your job, your investment's going to be a little bit higher. You may have to hire a GM to run the business to get it up and running, but make sure you have that buffer. Don't invest everything. You know, we want to look at funding options. So some people are undercapitalized. I also work with people that are, it's not what you say, it's what you do. You ever heard that expression?
Yeah.
And I will work with people. Yeah. Yeah. It's what, you know, who you know.
Well,
yeah, there's some, right. So, you know, when someone tells me they are passionate about business ownership and franchising, and I will send them a questionnaire and they don't respond to that questionnaire, which is some insight for me to be able to work with them. You know, some of the questions require some thought. If they do not send that back to me and I'll follow up and they'll tell me they're busy, it's a 15-minute investment of the time. That tells me that there's too much going on in your life to move forward, because investing, or I should say researching, a franchise is going to take hours of your time on a weekly basis. So a lot of times it's based off of, it's capital. It's based off of your actions and not being able to invest the time. And then the third is false expectations. The internet is full of some gray info and there's a lot of garbage out there. And I've had people call me up and say, I read an article or I read something somewhere that said that the franchise is guaranteed. I can't lose money. And I'm like, well, wait a second. Let's get that, let's make sure we iron this out and take care of it. This is a business with a proven business model. You can absolutely fail and lose your money. I'm not going to lie to you. And obviously you're going to have major advantages from the franchise itself. But yes, this is a business. This is a risk. And with that risk, there's going to be a reward. So there was no risk, I don't think we'd have, I think we'd all be franchise owners, right? All be making a lot of money. So I like to, you know, make sure. And if they have a lot going on in their life, if they just, maybe they just had a baby, or they just, you know, I just work with someone that got a promotion and there's a lot going on. I'm like, we could sideline this. The franchise business isn't going away. Let's sideline this. Let's start that conversation up, because this is very important. If your intention is to buy a franchise, I would say 6, 7, 8 months from today, don't bother looking at that specific franchise. I'll repeat that. If your intention is to buy the franchise in maybe 6, 7, 8 months, don't bother looking at a franchise. It truly is not a great use of your time. And the reason I say that is a franchise is based off availability. So in many cases, I've had people look at a company, wait a year to find out the area is completely sold out. So the better use of time is figuring out, you know, how do I get my financials looking better? Let me make sure I have a nice buffer to leave my job. Just getting everyone involved mentally, ready for this, mm-hmm. new venture. So that's kind of some advice I give to everyone.
That ends part one of my discussion with Giuseppe Grammatico on the subject of using a franchise consultant when looking for a franchise business to open. Just to recap, we talked about the current state of the franchising world and how franchisers help support their franchisees during the pandemic. Giuseppe explained how to determine if the consultant you intend to use is reputable. Giuseppe works for FranChoice, one of the many franchise consulting firms, and he explained their process when working with a potential franchisee. We discussed why the franchise may be a good business model and that not everyone possesses the attributes that make them a good business owner. In part two, we cover how the consultant helps determine the best fit for the potential franchisee, potential roadblocks the franchisee may encounter in their quest to own a franchise, the consultant's involvement once the franchisee has made the purchase, how the consultant gets paid, and how the franchise consulting firm decides which franchises to work with. In our discussion, Giuseppe mentioned he has written a book, How to Chart Your Own Course to Success, Franchise Freedom. His book is available at no cost. Just go to https://ggthefranchiseguide.com/book to get your copy. Let me repeat that. https://ggthefranchiseguide.com/book to get your free copy. If you would like more information about this show or any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a topic you'd like to hear on Score Business Points or comment about this show or past shows, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for part two of Using a Franchise Consultant. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.